home. Who's got the soul of the Rolling Stones? Some of the time I'm gonna kick it on the road, that's cold. What do we do? Who are we?
G.A.B.
With the groove, with the mind, with the rhythm completely dope. On the mic, I bet that we got soul, and don't you forget it. So come again. I'm rocking the
Come on, man, let's go, man. Come on, man.
Leahy was a Taniwha. She lived at the bottom of a huge lake. She spent most of her time taking care of a greenstone wall. The wall stopped the water from flooding over the people who lived by Leahy's lake. Once a month, the people would bring a huge piece of greenstone to help Leahy keep the wall strong.
Friend, brother, e ki pai ana ngā ika I roto I te...
Hey, we are business, man.
Children would run and laugh as they collected all the fish Leahy had left for them.
Was it a good story, kids?
Well, I liked it.
Nah, it's dumb.
What's a Taniwha?
It's a creature that looks after people.
Who the fuck is everyone?
What are you doing home?
I got something for you.
Come on, hey, let's go.
Go on, open it.
What do you reckon, kids?
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Oh, jeez!
Bloody oceans of
I'm
this
hungry.
Stuff.
Me too.
Go on, kids, grab some. Take it outside.
Come on, hurry. Don't eat me
Who the fuck are you off to? Come and have a feed, boy.
Nah.
Fuck him.
Not on the table, hon.
Oh, why not? I want to feed.
Well, the kids might come in.
What about the chair? Remember?
Mm. home. Where did all the seafood come from?
I got lucky. I got laid off.
What?
Whoa, whoa, woman, let me finish.
Gee, Kiki, you've got a family to feed. You've got bills.
Look, I've signed up for the doll. It's only 17 bucks a week, less than my wages. Well, don't look like that. It's not the end of the world.
What about our house?
We got our house. And the government ain't gonna kick us out. The rent's cheap.
I want us to have our own home, Jake. Damn you, we can't make bloody ends meet as it is.
Forget the bloody house. Let's talk about the bedroom.
Oh, don't, Jake.
You fucking gotta spoil everything, don't you? Fuck you!
You know, a bit of this and the other. You never know when the queen might drop, huh?
Well, if she does, get something to feed him.
Bloody Santa Claus!
Do you think we'll ever get out of here, Toot?
Dunno. Maybe. You know when I'm old enough to get the doll? I might just do this baby up and drive on out of here.
Can I come too?
Of course, you're my best mate. Hey, Gracie, did you bring your book?
Oh, I forgot. Just finished a new story too. But I can remember most of it.
A choice.
The story was about a taniwha. Do you know what a taniwha is? Well, Rehi was a taniwha. She lived at the bottom of this lake. Now, she spent most of her time looking after this huge green stone wall. The wall stopped the water from flooding over the people who lived by Rehi's lake. Once a month, the people would bring a huge present.
Beth Heckey?
What now?
Been keeping bad company.
Was that before or after you picked him up? So what's the charge?
Oh, he's lucky this time. Two older boys stole the car. He's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. Still, it's not going to look good tomorrow when he appears in court on those other charges.
You think you know everything about us, don't you?
It's my job.
Is she a taniwha, Mum?
No, son.
Well, we'll leave Boogie with you then.
Mark.
Pardon?
My son's name is Mark.
Well, that's not the name he gave us.
You get those lonely, 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 lonely blues when you're on your own. So all you've got to do is call up on the phone. No need to be alone. And if you lose your way and you've got nowhere to go, just leave it.
What's your fucking problem?
Check that out, bro. A man can sure pack a punch.
In behind bars, I bet.
Yeah, right. bloody zoo.
If I wanted a drink with women, I'd drink in the bloody lounge bar, huh? I've had women up to here.
Come on, Polly. Help your sister. Set the table, girl.
There are reports of miracle cures and at least one sighting of the Virgin.
Oh, I wonder if we got it.
Why, Boog?
Don't know.
You don't know. Do you know you have to go to court tomorrow? Do you remember what Bennett said? Jeez, Boog, what's bloody wrong with you?
I don't know.
Jeez, when you were a kid, you wouldn't even take a piece of fruit without asking.
You're going to come tomorrow, aren't you, Mum?
Yes, we'll be there. Will you?
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah, just keep your hands in your pockets there, brother.
Come on, bro. I just like to see them smile.
You mean like this? Dirty bastard.
I can make mine smile, all right? I just can't make the woman happy. Took a big feed of seafood home today. Bloody everything. Just wanted to put a smile on her face. You think she'd let me? No chance. All I told her was I got laid off. Anyone would have thought I told her that my prick dropped off.
Laid off twice in one day, eh, bro? Poor bastard.
Home in the night. Ooh, babe, you humming all with your yawning.
Fucking beautiful.
And when I ask you, babe, you just say you're right. But you don't know what my heart's been going through. Staying up late, just waiting on you. Your love, I can make it your own.
Gee, where get those muscles from, bro? You've been lifting those weights, huh? What, you done lag, am I right?
You wanna fuck with me?
You should learn to pay your respects. In case you wanna know, it's Jake. Jake the Mus. Too much weight, not enough speed work. Useless prick.
Into me, am I not love for you?
Party my place tonight, boys.
Come on, Paul. Ben. Come on, who? Hurry up, Polly.
Thanks, bub.
Night, Mum.
No night, Polly. You too, mister. Got a big day tomorrow.
You won't forget, eh, Mum?
How can I forget with you reminding me every 5 minutes? Good night, son.
Good night, Mum.
they'll be swinging all right by the time I finish with them. Do you hear he got the sack?
Doesn't surprise me, Gil. Daisy took off.
Beth B. You should have seen the muscle action. It was beautiful. Dick the bloody gorilla. He was big. Man, was he big. Fucking huge. Has to be said, almost as big as that thing in Bully's pants.
Notice he said almost, ladies.
You're right. Hey, Gil, you should have seen him, though. Dool's right. Big and bloody ugly.
Well, he didn't get everything right, though. Eh?
Well, it's just that Bully isn't that big, Gil.
Ever since Jake put his hand halfway up my skirt.
Ooh, I might have to go home early tonight.
Yo, mate, give us a song.
How about you and Beth sing for me?
Give us a G.
Well, I've tried as hard as I can just to make you understand. 'Cause the world, it won't stop. It keeps going, going round and round.
I guess the nature, the nature of love, has always.
What are you doing? Couldn't you sleep either?
Aren't they beautiful when they're like that? Wish I could see them.
They're just drunk, that's all.
People show their true feelings when they're drunk.
Man, Gracie, you've got some far-out ideas. Thought Mum said you were growing up.
At least I'm not going to court tomorrow. Oh, sorry, Bug. I didn't mean it.
Oh, what the hell? What's the worst that can happen?
The nature of love. And it's always, always been this way. So now, my lover, there'll be no other. The stars in the heavens will shine forever. More than the treasure, you're undying love. So darling, here is my heart. So darling, here is my heart. So darling, here is my heart. Oh,
yeah. You're a hard lady, Bessie.
You're a hard man, Jakey.
Play another one, Tama.
Don't watch what you say in front of the fucking woman.
How's that for your feelings?
Don't play that shit, bro. Play something we all know.
you, mate.
Hey, Mavis! Come have a drink with me, mate. What's up with bloody Millie? She's spoiling the party or what?
Too much gin and not enough sex. Hey, I'm not gonna miss out tonight.
Dooley, eh?
Strike when the pants are ready to drop.
Looks like they've already dropped, Maeve.
Hey? Bloody bastard!
Never mind him, mate. Come and feed. There's still a bit left in the bottom.
Dooley, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, Mavis,
you're with me.
Got any money?
Money? What for? You don't need money. Got everything you want right here. You got booze? Food?
The old man.
Excuses. Come on, let's go.
Have a drink with me, son. Remember how we used to talk and laugh? We could talk and talk, you and me. Remember?
You're drunk.
Not drunk. I'm happy.
And you're out of your fucking head.
Sorry, babe. I didn't. Hang on, son. I got some money.
Hey, cook us some eggs, eh, Beth? Oh, and some bacon.
Fuck off!
What the fuck's going on?
Oh, I asked for some eggs, bro.
Cook the man some eggs.
One eggs? We'll have the bloody lot of them!
It's okay, man. Cook the man some fucking eggs.
Stoat yourself, Jake! Got the fucking slave around here, Jake! Coward!
It's okay, Paul. Shush. You'll be okay, Tom.
Last time we got 20 bucks. Hey, what are you up to, Gracie?
You could help.
Not me. Waste of bloody time. You should leave it. There'd be plenty of time for you to clean up after drunken fucking parties.
What do you mean?
When you get married, girl.
You said I want to.
It's just the way things are.
Nah. Fellas around here too ugly.
It's just a matter of time, Gracie. Did the pricks make it over? Grace? The fucking bastard!
Where are you going?
Out of this fucking hole!
She's not bloody here, is she?
Look, there's one more pig.
Yeah, I know, Bug.
Do you want an aspirin?
Listen, Bug. Grace can go with you, eh? Give a good impression. Not feeling the best, son. Just give me time to wash up. I think that a good coffee won't fix. I'll catch you later, bus. Okay, Bug?
Yeah, sure.
Do you reckon we should go in?
Nah, wait for Mum.
Come on, son, we're running late. Didn't I tell you I was picking you up this morning?
Forgot.
Come on. Bit of trouble at your place last night. Look, Mark, I have to be honest. You're on remand. The cops say they found you on the streets. Now they're going to try and persuade the judge that your parents can't control you. I've seen your mother. I don't think she's going to make it here this morning.
She's going to catch a later bus.
Morning.
Hi.
Mark, you ready? Better go in.
Come on.
Nick Hick, eh? Son of Jake the Mus. You a bit of a chip off the old block, boy.
I'm nothing like him.
Yeah, we'll see. So today's the day, boy. Judgment day. How bad you want it? Didn't hear you, boy.
I want a patch.
You hear that, brothers? He wants a patch. You'll have to get through me first. Do all right with the women, boy?
I'll do all right.
Must be a fleshy smile, eh? Value your teeth. You like your pretty boy face. Call you Michael Jackson. Said we'll rearrange it for free. You think about that boy before you think about any patch.
Is that right, Mark? You admit to the burglaries? And what about these motor vehicle charges? Will you be withdrawing those?
Yes, Your Honour, but we strongly recommend that Mark goes into social welfare custody.
Take your hat off, please, Sergeant.
We picked him up yesterday, so it's pretty clear that his parents can't look after him.
And, what do you two have?
I'm in a difficult position. I've had no contact with Mark's parents,
yes,
and...
Yes, well,
I was hoping the boy's mother would be here today. I was around there this morning, and after what I saw, I don't think Mark should be at home.
Yes, yes, all right. Things seem to be going from bad to worse for you, don't they, Mark? Under the circumstances, if your parents can't control you, I'll have to remind you in social welfare custody.
Kiki's brother. Looks like a fucking poofter to me, bro.
Fucking fag. Baby, you can fuck with me any day.
Mark. Now, you can either do this the hard way, or you can make it work for you. It's your choice.
What do you mean?
Well, you can let me help you and you might learn something. Or you could end up in jail. Because that's where you're heading.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I see you a moment?
Yeah, I'll see you outside.
Morning. Please, Sherbog. Can't be that bad, eh? At least you'll be doing something different. Hey, could even write to you. Never had anyone to write to before.
Cheer, girl, start without me.
Jeez, woman. Is that the result of one hell of an orgasm or what? What the hell happened?
Same old story. Never learned to keep my mouth shut. Help yourself to a beer.
Nah, what the hell? Surprised there's any left? Well, you know the rules, Gil. Keep your mouth shut and your legs open. Didn't get caught then, eh?
Like this. Do more harm than good. Welfare came round this morning. Promised Bug I'd be there for him.
That boy's got to learn to stand on his own two feet. You're gonna have to take a chainsaw to those apron strings, Gil.
He's not strong like the others, Maeve.
Oh, shit, I remember when he was a wee fella. Couldn't tear him off you. He'll be all right. It's Nick I'd worry about.
Doesn't seem like that long ago that Nick was a baby.
Well, he's not a baby anymore, that's for sure.
Gee, she should have seen Jake, Maeve. Boasting about his baby boy. So Nick started crying at night. It's about when those two parted company.
Ain't that the truth, bloody men?
Geez, he was a beautiful baby, Maeve.
Oh, enough bloody talk, Gil. Hit the fella over the head. Tell him to wake his ideas up. Bloody gangs.
So how you doing, boy? The brothers can't hear you, boy.
T-Mata!
Now you've met your new family. He whānau ko tahi tātou.
Tō!
Grace. I wanted to be, dear Grace. I couldn't. They'd have sent him away. You have seen the state of me, bub.
They did. They did, Mum. They sent Boog away.
But how can they do that? Just take someone's son away?
It's okay, Mum. Book seemed okay.
He should be at home with us.
Couldn't make some fucking sleep around here. Fuck, woman, you look fucking awful. Go clean yourself up.
This is as cleaned up as I get, you bastard. Tried getting cleaned up all morning so I could go to court with our son. Our son, Jake.
What the fuck's Nick been up to?
You have no idea, do you? Boogie!
Boogie? Is that right?
He's gone, Jake. He's gone to welfare. And you slept through the whole bloody thing.
Is that all? Is that what all this slamming of fucking doors, crying and carrying on is about? Fuck. The boy is soft. It'll toughen him up. Anyone think he bloody died or something? Hey, so go do something about the way you look. Are you starting to make me feel fucking sick?
You did this to me, you bastard. I hope you spew your guts out.
You know your fucking problem, eh, woman? You're too bloody lippy, too bloody smart mouth. You're a bad example for the fucking kid. Always writing, aren't you? Too fucking smart. You'll end up like your mother here.
I hate him.
Bring your book here, bub. What you been writing?
Just gonna write some book.
Oh. You got a good nature, girl.
Mr. Bennett said we could visit.
It's all right for those fellas. They got everything at their fingertips. Flash car, plenty money. Easy for them.
Knew we couldn't.
I didn't say we couldn't. Just won't be easy. Gotta find the money.
Do you think we could?
Yes. Yes, I do. I promise.
I love you, Mum.
Oh, I love you too, bub.
Hey, Gracie, you want me to suck on this?
Nah, you fella's too ugly. Did you hear? Bob got sent away.
Yeah, I heard. Boy's home, right?
Yeah.
You want a puff?
Yeah. car. Yep. Why not? It's gonna be okay though. And you know why? Because Mum said we can visit. You know, as a family. Isn't that choice?
Yeah, your choice.
What do you think it'll be like?
What? The boys' home? Gotta be better than this car. You gonna hold on to that till it goes out?
Oh, sorry. You're the only one I can talk to. You know that too?
Yeah, OG. Best mates. Forever.
$250 smackaroonies. Fucking beautiful.
Fucking dinners. Must be your shadow, bro.
Hey? Yeah, all right, all right. Oh, bloody hell, I should have bought the video camera.
Get out, stay out, you fucking bastard!
Hey, miss. You had a win on the Gigi's, miss.
Look at the bloody state of you, man. You're a fucking mess. Don't you ever speak to me again, yeah? I spoil my night. Good evening, ladies. I've just had a bit of a windfall, and since you're looking so bloody beautiful, I thought I might buy you gals a drink. Especially the one standing here in his fucking party dress. Barman, 6 milkshakes, eh? Easy on the ice cream. Oh, forget it, lady. You looked better before you turned around. Fuck, boy, you're too much. You want to be like your man, eh? Learn how to stand on your own 2 feet.
Fuck. Is that your old man?
Piss off. I don't have an old man.
Attractive woman.
You mean after you take to me with your fists? Make me sick.
Oh, hon, you still on about the other week? I told you I'm sorry. And I told you when I get like that, get out of my way. But you have to get all lippy on me. I got a temper on me, but who hasn't?
You're priceless.
Well, at least I try to make it up to you.
Get off me, Jake.
Oh, you're a hard lady. Hey, where do you think you're going? Sit down and keep a man company.
I've got things to think about.
Like what?
Since when were you interested?
Well, if you can't tell by the way I just grabbed you, I must be losing my touch.
If you're not going to take me seriously, Jake...
Hey, take it easy. Talk to Jakey. It's just what? Jeez, you're pretty.
I want us to visit Boogie.
Is that all?
Go together, as a family. You know, make a day of it. Take up a nice picnic lunch. Maybe we could rent a car for the day.
Oh yeah, maybe we can fucking fly.
It's not impossible, Jake. I've worked it out. There's the money Auntie Matawai sent me at Christmas. And if I put a bit aside each week from the housekeeping, in a month, maybe we could go. Please, Jake.
And this whole day. It means a lot to you, huh?
Yes.
Book the fucking limousine. Horses, babe. Honest. Now, will you come here? Tell Jakey you love him.
trouble, Jake. I do.
What's going on? It's Hickey, sir.
He's got your tie, sir.
What a mess, things, boy! You start with me! You think you're man enough to hold a tire, huh, boy?
I hate this fucking place!
You're not supposed to like it!
Let me go, you black bastard!
We are the same color, boy!
The British used to think the bayonet was the most lethal of all hand-to-hand combat weapons. Till they came across our warriors, who fought with a taya. You think your fist is your weapon? When I have taught you, your mind will be. You'll carry your taiaha inside you. Come on.
Oh, this is the life, eh, kids? Don't even have to change gears.
Want to come visit your brother, son?
Nah, got something else on.
Come on, son, it's a family.
What, too fucking busy to visit your own brother, boy? Rather be with a pack of wankers.
He would have come, Jake, if you had waited. He would have.
Visits don't start till after lunch. May as well take a drive, eh, kids?
Eh? Oh, my piece of dirt. That's where I was brought up, kids.
What's that big house over there, Mum?
Oh, that's the Wharenui. It's a lot different when I was a girl. It was always impressive.
What's impressive?
Choice. It was always choice. And inside are the most choicest carvings.
Go on, Mum.
And inside are photos of the old people and the tukutuku panels. You know, I used to help Nanny and Auntie Matawaya repair them.
Well, why don't we ever go there, Mum?
One day we'll all end up there. See over there to the right? It's the Urupa, the family cemetery. All my family are buried there.
I'd love to go and see them.
Not before me, you don't. Your father and I were going to get hitched there.
Except we didn't. I wasn't bloody good enough. Not for their Royal Highness. Tell them everything, why don't you? mother was beautiful. Pride of the fucking tribe. And this old black ass comes along and steals her away. And you know where I come from, kids? A long line of slaves. Fucking slaves. I'd like to see those wankers call Jake the Mustard now. Oh, this place gives me the creeps.
Come on, kids.
Doesn't give me the creeps.
You never met my grandmother. Hey, Jake.
I want to show our flash card to my mates. Whoa, bro, you know what the penalty is for car theft? Just one beer.
One, Jake. Just the one. Promise?
Cross my heart.
Chip.
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 Chip. Oh,
Chip. Chip.
Jack.
How long's Dad gonna be?
I'd get that tone out of your voice if I were you. How many times have you seen your father like today, Grace? Never. That's how many. So just give him a chance, eh?
The peg now running on the track. It's Robin the Fair from My Michelle and Lee Boy.
Bertie, name your poison.
Oh, no thanks, Dooley. Jake and I are going to visit our son, Boogie. Aren't we, Jake?
Yeah, just a minute. I'm trying to listen to the horse race here.
You promise, Jake.
Shut up, woman. You make me miss you won the fucking race.
Kids are hungry.
We'll feed them. You got bootloads of the stuff.
We'll be waiting.
Come on, come on, come up, come up.
So he's not coming?
Well, he's coming all right.
You're hopeful?
No, Grace. It's just a woman's lot, that's all. One day you'll understand.
I've told you fellas time and again, this haka won't work until you get the first action right. You're reaching up for all these ancestral lands and you're pulling them down into your body. The wairua of your ancestors. Some of you look as though you're reaching for butterflies or something. Now let's do it again. And wake up! Toru! Ha!
I am love, so darling, here is my heart.
Give me the keys, Jake.
What?
I said, give me the keys.
What for?
I'm going to visit Boogie.
Bad idea. The problem is you've spoiled the boy. You got to toughen him up.
Give me the bloody keys.
That's it, woman. Just fuck off. Take a bloody taxi. You got all my bloody money. I remember all of yesterday.
Come on, kids. We'll walk around to the taxi stand.
Taxi? What for?
We're going home.
No, we're going to see Boogie. You promised.
Please, Grace. Try to understand.
I don't want to listen to any more of your lies. I hate you. I hate you both.
Come on, kids. We rented a car for the trip. We had a bit of an accident, son. Oh, well, you know what your father's like when he gets behind the wheel. Had a picnic lunch all prepared. Stayed up all last night. I got in just what you like. It was just a stupid accident.
Party with us?
No. No more, Jake.
He's trying to sell me this door off this Valiant. I could tell straight away it was Holden. What's more, it's my mate's Holden. Next minute, I'll give him a smack.
What happened then?
Oh, if it isn't Gracie.
Who wanted some water?
Go and give your uncle a kiss. You're growing up fast, girl.
Where's Mum?
In bed where you should be.
What happened then, Jake?
He comes back at me with this crowbar.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, I take the crowbar off him and give him another smack.
Good night, hey. Good night.
Thank you.
It's our secret, eh, Gracie? You hear me, girl? Keep your mouth shut.
Who acts with the beer, Kimber? She should have left it. I'd have done it.
Just go away. Go away.
Look, I don't blame you, Grace. I wanted to see Boogie as much as you.
You don't care about any of us.
It's not true. I love you all.
But you're a liar!
Oh. You got your period, Bab. Oh, it's bound to make you a bit uptight.
Get out!
Breakfast.
You want something to eat? Fix it yourself.
Give me a coffee.
Go and have a wash, Jake. Clean your ears out while you're at it.
What the fuck's up with you?
I'm not going to take this anymore. Do you hear me, Jake Hickey? No more. We never got to see Boogie. I don't want any more of these drunken parties or your bloody ugly mongrel mates coming around. It's no good. No good for the kids. Especially now Grace is growing.
Who the fuck you think you are, eh? Sitting there like Lady Bloody Muck. Telling me in my own house who I can and can't have you. Well, I've asked them back tonight and you better be ready for it. Do you hear me? Fat ass and get busy.
Oh, Grace.
Oh, leave that kid alone. Now, you know, that's your problem. You spoil a lot of them. No wonder they're all so fucking screwed up.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with you, eh, Jake Hickey? You're such good father material. You chase Nick off. You couldn't give a damn about Boogie. You're not gonna hurt my babies anymore. Not while I can do something about it. Oh, you want something to eat? Learn how to cook. Grace! Grace!
What's up?
What?
I say, what's up? How long have you been sitting there?
Why is everything so black, Toot?
Don't know. Maybe because we're all Bloody Marys.
You got something? You got something to sniff?
Yeah, a couple old socks. What's going on, G?
I thought you said we were best friends. If you're too bloody mean, just forget it.
Hang on. No glue, okay? But I've got some dope. You want some of that?
Yeah.
What's going on with you, bub?
What colours are you seeing now, G? Still all black?
Nah, not an all black in sight. Notice how you never see black in a rainbow, do you? Just bright colours.
You must be their pot. You know, the pot at the end of the thing.
Oh, damn. Pot. The end of the thing. You're shit! You're just like everyone else around here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You're just a stupid kid that lives in an old wreck of a car.
G! Come back, G! G, come back! What did I do? Please, G! I'm sorry! Please.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord has made.
No good. We've been driving around for hours. When was the last time you phoned home?
About 9 o'clock.
Jeez, it's nearly 11.
I've got to lonely, lonely, lonely.
Been out all day, half the fucking night. Now where the fuck you been?
Come on, bro. She's home now. Let the kid go to bed. Come on, Jake. Play the guitar, man.
Go on, piss off to bed. Hey, come on. Give your Uncle Bully a kiss goodnight.
I don't want to.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said I don't want to.
What, you got a hearing problem, girl?
Hey, no, leave it.
I told you about this thing, eh? No fucking wonder you don't do what you're fucking doing!
Hey, Jake!
She's just a kid! Fuck! Get out of here!
Bull, play the song.
Come on.
Look what you done, my baby.
Where is she?
Stop your panic, woman. She's home. She won't be taking off anymore.
Where is she, Jake?
No,
she pissed off out the back.
What the fuck?
Someone help me get it down! Please! Please!
Come on, baby. It's all right, baby. Mommy's home. Mommy's home. Come on, Grace. Walk!
We've got to do something. Jake!
Look, man! Look!
I'll get help!
Don't cry, Mavis. Doesn't do any good. Auntie Matawai, it's Beth. Kua mate taku tamaini. Last night, I want to bring her home, Auntie. Will you come and get us, please?
Play spacing.
Come on, you two.
Oh, where's Gracie?
She's having a long sleep.
No, she's not. Her bed's empty.
Shh, that's enough, Polly. Come on.
What the fuck's going on here?
I want us to take Grace back home to the marae.
This is her fucking home.
No, it's not. This was never her home. Never.
And they're fucking places? Fucking Maoris who think they're better than the rest of us? I hate them. Bastards living in the fucking past.
It's our past too, Jake.
What's that supposed to mean?
I want Grace to be with her people. We should have gone back a long time ago.
Fuck off! You're not taking her anyway.
I'm taking her, Jake, with or without you. I wasn't there when Grace needed me. This time I'm going to do the right thing by her And you're not gonna stop me.
You fucking do, and I won't be here when you get back.
Well, go on then. Go! Get the hell out of here! I'm taking her.
I'll kill you fast!
Well, go on. Do it. You're still a slave, Jake. To your fists, to the drink, to yourself. Well, go on. Kill the bloody lot of us.
Stay out of my fucking way, or I'll kill you.
Come home, Grace. We're home.
That much of a bastard, eh? You're my mate, you tell me.
It's not too late if you want to go to the Tangi. We'll drive you.
Fuck off. I'm not gonna give them the satisfaction. I was never fucking good enough. Not for their Beth. I'll knock her bloody head in.
Never mind, bro.
What's the key to it, man? You think I was tough on the kid?
Nah, it wouldn't have been just that, mate.
Boom. What do you think? You think I was tough on him?
Fuck the fight now, bro.
I'll try and tell you a story, eh, Gracie? A story about a young girl growing up in this beautiful place. She was given an honor. She was made puhi of the marae, the special one. Well, you see, the girl fell in love, as all young people do. Well, you see, the problem was the old people wouldn't agree to the fella. The girl, being headstrong, went with him anyway. Her father said she'd be back. That when everything went to hell, she'd be back. So the girl made a promise to herself and said she wouldn't. No matter what, she wouldn't. You see, Grace, I did know how to keep a promise. I did. I'm so sorry, but I'm so sorry.
I should have been there for you, sis. You were always there for us.
Ti hai tia te ngākau. I tētahi atu, ngā moe moe ā. Ko tahuri tia.
Hey G, best friends, forever, remember?
Tangiana mo tātou tamariki, o mene ata ki te pō.
That's all I meant. Honest. But you're all right. I'm just a stupid kid who lives in an old wreck of a car.
She loved you, man. She loved you.
Have you ever seen so much piss?
That's because they love you, man.
Yeah. Why not? I'm a lovable chap. Jake the Mass.
Nakite po namuka takoto kweki to wakahuya kuangaro iahu mo ake tonu.
Where the fuck are you?
Hey, Uncle, did you get all the ghosts?
I sure did. Got the whole lot of them.
You come and stay. Bring the kids with you. We've got a lot of work to do back home.
And here too, Auntie.
You sort out here first. Kika, be strong.
Bye, Auntie. You made me real proud today, son.
Me too, eh, Mum? I made you proud today.
You sure did, Bob.
Well, I suppose I better be taking off, then.
Take off? Where to?
I don't know. Probably back to my car. I like it there.
Oh, do you think you could like it here? With us? Because we like having you. Don't we, kids?
Yeah!
Well... whatever you say, Miss H. I mean, if you need me, that'll be great.
I do need you. Need you all. we'll say Grace.
Grace!
Thank you for my family, and thank you for the food. I mean.
Good look, bro.
Would you like one, bro?
Nah, thanks, man. I'll wear mine on the inside.
Don't you think you should take the car back, son?
In the morning.
Your mates did you proud today. There.
Miss H, could you read me one of G's stories? I can't. That's why she reads to me. I mean, used to.
Yeah, the one about the tunny farm.
Okay.
What's wrong, Mum?
Toot, put the kids in the car.
Thanks, bro.
I can't believe it. Same place, same fucking time, same thing happened to Fred. Anyway, this fucking egg comes over to me, takes off his shades, and says the classic line. The classic. Wait, Fred.
Waiting.
What the fuck is doing it, man?
Yeah.
So I say to him, cool lads. Well, not you, mate. You're spunky missus. Trouble is, she was fucking uglier than him. Then all hell broke loose.
Oh, old Jimmy, eh? Yeah.
Hey, you can stay at my place tonight, mate.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Beth, Bully, give the lady a seat.
You fucking animal.
What the fuck?
Women and children, eh? You fucking coward.
Jeez, control your missus there, mate. Who the fuck you think you are coming in here mouthing off at my mates? Get the fucking hell out of here before I kick your bloody head in.
It's always your answer, eh, Jake? Violence. It's bad enough that you did it here. But you brought it home with you and I damn well let you.
What the fuck are you on about now?
Well, it's violence that killed my Grace. She didn't have an ounce of violence in her, Jake. But we made damn sure it was all around her.
She killed herself.
You bloody bastard. It was your bloody mate who handed her the rope.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what you're on about, eh?
Fucking child.
Shut up, Nick. You animal. You raped a 13-year-old girl and sat here drinking with her father while the rest of us buried her.
She's off her fucking head, man.
Sneaking around my house and laying your dirty, filthy fucking hands on my baby. My Grace!
Hey, you're not on the fucking Mariah now, eh? So don't come in here accusing my mates of shit.
Hey, come on, man. Look, no one's thinking straight. We're family, right? Beth, sit down. Have a drink.
And I'll drink with you, fucking animal!
Read it.
Uncle Bully.
Fuck!
son.
Get him out of here! You dumb bastard bully!
I found something better, Jake, and I'm gonna make damn sure my kids have it all. From now on, I make the decisions for my family.
Fuck off then. You'll get nothing from me.
You've got nothing I want. Our people, once were warriors, but not like you, Jake. They were people with mana, pride, people with spirit. If my spirit can survive living with you for 18 years, then I can survive anything. Maybe you taught me that.
Oh, you're fucked, lady. Really fucked. You think I need you and your fucking spirit? Fuck off. Go on, go. I don't want you, ever. I'll knock your fucking head off. Fuck you, you'll be back. Fuck this warrior, you shit. You'll be back! Fuck you, Beth! Do you hear me, Beth? Fuck you!
Where are we going, man?
We're going home.